Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed at least 36 people in northwest Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said most of those killed Sunday in the city of Idlib were fighters in the Army of Conquest rebel group, fighting forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Rescue workers report six strikes at a busy marketplace in the city, several government buildings, and a residential area. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike Sunday near the Syrian capital killed one of its fighters. They say the man killed, Samir Kantar, had spent 3 decades in prison for murder in Israel before being a part of a prisoner swap. Kantar had gone to Syria to fight alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces. Kantar's brother spoke to the press.
Since the early hours of his freedom, after the Lebanese resistance succeeded in releasing him on the 17th of July 2008, the Israelis were threatening him, and he was an Israeli target.
Sunday's airstrike hit a building in Jarimana, a suburb south of Damascus. Israel welcomed Kantar's death, but did not claim any responsibility for it. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a lavatory. No explosives were found, and the head of the airline says it was a false alarm. Joseph Nkasiri is Kenya's interior and security minister.
The investigation is still continuing. A few passengers of concern are being interrogated to find out exactly what has caused this.
The Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius when a passenger noticed something that looked like a stopwatch mounted on a box. The plane made an emergency landing in Mombasa, all safely evacuated. This is VOA News.